Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, good Monday afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Eagle Hour. Bob Getty and Luke Johnson. We're in the First Bank Studios in Laurel and Hattiesburg to kick off another week of Southern Miss sports coverage on the Super Talk Radio Network and online, the various podcasts that you could hear us. Also, Super Talk Hattiesburg. .com, supertalklaurel.com, supertalkmacomb.com. The Eagle Hour is available, and we're glad that you are a part of it. What a great show today. We're about to go and have a live conversation with Gabe and Rodrigo Montenegro, and we are really excited about that. Opening segment sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit, proud supporters of the Eagle Hour, and we appreciate all they do. It is a great place to have lunch 7 days a week, and a great place for catering the next time you are in that market. All right, we're going to go live to Guatemala. We have got Gabe Montenegro and the newest Golden Eagle, Rodrigo Montenegro, on the Eagle Hour. Gabe and Rodrigo, welcome, guys. We have been looking forward to this. We're really happy to have you on our show.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
All right, I'm going to start with you, Gabe, one of the superstars of the Golden Eagle baseball program, clearly one of the great outfielders and great players in Southern Miss history. Gabe, I'm going to let you make the official announcement. I know it's been out on social media, but 1,000 people have asked me this. Will you please make it official if Gabe Montenegro is coming back to play next year?
Yes, sir, I'm coming back, and I'm very excited to just play one more time at the
Pete. Well, we're excited to have you. I can tell you, you just put an official smile on a lot of people's faces. You've been a great, great, great player for the Golden Eagles, Gabe. And though we may have come up a game or two short this year, I think it was a great season. I'd like to get you to reflect on 2021, what it was like to be back on the field after the COVID shortened season, and your thoughts about the year.
Yeah, you know, after the season got canceled, waiting that whole year, it was tough. And but just coming back the next year and being able to play the Pete again, it was just a great feeling. And you know, it was a great season for us, even though it didn't go as we wanted. But it's always a great blessing for me to be able to play in Hattiesburg, and I will always be thankful for that.
Well, Gabe, you're an endeared player here. You're really beloved by a lot of people that follow Southern Miss baseball, and I've often wondered this. I'm sure you feel that, and I wonder, how does it feel that you see your nation's flag that's flown out in the roost every game, and the way you have been embraced by the Southern Miss nation?
It really is a great feeling, just to be able to have that support. And, you know, it's not always easy to move to another country, you know, different culture and everything. But being, like, there in Hattiesburg and all the people there, you know, just made me feel at home. And I'm always going to be thankful for that.
Rodrigo, welcome to the Southern Miss world of baseball. We are glad to have you, and tell us how you're feeling about being the newest Golden Eagle and playing baseball next year with your brother.
Hi, everybody. Well, it's just an amazing feeling. It's just awesome. Not only being able to play at the D1 level, but playing it with my brother is just something that I've always wanted, and now that it's happening, it feels amazing, to be honest.
Now, you know what an impassioned fan base this is, right? You know that it'll get really loud and raunchy at Pete Taylor Park, and I guess Gabe has filled you in on the passion Golden Eagle fans have for their baseball team.
Yeah, I've actually, like Gabe mentioned, I've been to a couple games before. I've always watched them on TV, so I know the atmosphere there. I know that people are baseball fans, or are huge baseball. They love it, and I'm excited to play in front of everybody there.
All right, Luke, say hello to the Montenegro brothers.
Well, I exhausted all my Spanish during the off air, so we won't even
that didn't last long either. I should point out.
Yeah, it didn't last very long. But you guys right now, 1,158 miles from Hattiesburg. I guess the first thing, Rodrigo, you got to really tell us. You batted 348 this year, which was a little higher than Gabe at 345. So right now, Rodrigo Montenegro, a better hitter than Gabe. But can we just go ahead and say that?
Yes, you can say that.
but Rodrigo, you're a catcher. And, you know, how exciting was it for you this year to follow Southern Miss and see what type of pitching staff the Golden Eagles had this year with Stanley and Powell, but some of the guys that you know that you and the other catchers are going to be catching, such an amazing pitching staff Southern Miss had this year and will have next year?
Yeah, like I said, I watched them live. I saw how good of pitching staff they have. Coach Ostrander does a good job with them. I've seen them. I wish I could cut Stanley and Powell, but if they don't come back, then I'm excited to work with the other pitchers.
Absolutely. And Gabe, we had on Hunter Stanley last week, and he was named an All-American today. He called you the team's spark plug, and that's such a befitting name. How have you seen your role, because you played as a freshman and now coming back for your last year, how has your identity with the team evolved over the years to now where you're called the spark plug?
I always, you know, ever since I was a freshman and ever since I started playing, I always just tried to, you know, help out the team in any way I can. And I'm not much of a vocal leader. So I've been trying more to lead by example. And, you know, just throughout the years, I've just been trying to, you know, help out the players any way I can, either on or off the field. And, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, be a leader for them.
Absolutely. And you did that. And I guess I would ask just to hear your take about what happened, you know, a couple weeks ago. Could you just reflect for a minute, you know, what that Oxford Regional was and how big of a Sunday that was to put out Florida State, beat Ole Miss, and to come back and play for a regional championship and how you helped the guys get through that?
Yeah, you know, it's always tough to come back after, you know, losing that first game. But we just came back to the hotel, and, you know, we made it clear that we were still alive. We still had a chance to come back, and, you know, we just made sure that we reassured everyone that we have what it takes to come back and win it all. And, you know, we put up a great run, you know, beating Florida State and Ole Miss that day. And, you know, we really just gave it all we had.
Gabe, what has Scott Berry taught you in your years here? And what sort of impact has Coach Berry had on your life?
Coach Berry has been a really true blessing for me. And I've learned a lot. Mostly about being, you know, being a good person, and he's taught me a lot about just life in general, and just being able to, you know, be that leader for people and be an example for the community. So I really appreciate everything that Coach Berry has done for me.
And he sets an example for all of you guys with his own demeanor and his own behavior. Is that fair to say?
That is very true. He's truly, you know, just an amazing example for all of us.
Right. And we got about 45 seconds left. We're going to hold you guys over. We want to get talk a little more with your brother as well in the second segment. Real quickly, though, Gabe, I'm sure you're excited to come back. What are you hoping to see out of this ball team in 2022?
I'm just hoping, you know, a little bit more experience, since we're going to have a little more experience. And I'm just hoping to see, like, a little bit more comfortable with, like, situations, and just being able to push through, like, tough situations. And I really think we're going to be a good ball club.
All right, we're talking to Gabe Montenegro and the newest Golden Eagle, Rodrigo Montenegro. This is putting long-distance phone call to a new test, and it's working great. We're glad to have the guys on with us this afternoon from Guatemala, and we're going to be right back. More with the Montenegro brothers, the newest Golden Eagle and one of the most beloved Golden Eagles, on the Eagle Hour. Stay with us.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, we're glad you're with us this afternoon. Two very special guests on the Eagle Hour as we are talking long distance, an international phone call with Gabe and Rodrigo Montenegro. Gabe needs no introduction, of course, to the Golden Eagle family and the Eagle Hour listening audience around the state. Rodrigo is the newest Montenegro. And Rodrigo, let's talk just a little bit. Let's talk about where have you been playing, for people that may not know, the last couple of years. And what are your expectations and goals as you arrive here in Hattiesburg soon?
So I went to high school in Tampa, Florida. That's where we started playing with my brother here in the U.S. Then I got a offer in Clearwater, Florida, in a junior college called St. Petersburg College for my freshman year. After my freshman year, I moved to Oklahoma for my sophomore year. And then that's where I played my second year of junior college. And then obviously COVID hit, so I came back to that school in Oklahoma. And then I got the opportunity to play at Southern Mississippi.
Well, we're glad to have you now. What are the expectations that you have when you get here, Rodrigo?
Well, I've heard good things about Southern Miss from my brother, so obviously I'm just excited to get there, start working, and obviously get that starting job as a catcher. And be a leader, help the pitchers with whatever they need, and just work with them, because that's going to be my job when I'm there at Southern Miss.
Right. Now, have you two guys played on the same team before?
Yes, sir. We played here in Guatemala when we were younger, and then we played at a high school together. We also played on the Guatemala national team together.
Oh,
and awesome. So now we just... we're going to be playing college together, and it's just amazing.
Now, Rodrigo, Gabe's our leadoff hitter. I understand you've done some leadoff hitting in your career as well.
Yes, I have. I led off in all my high school, 3 years in Florida, I led off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but and so your brother probably has that pretty much nailed down. But what part of the batting lineup would you see yourself fitting in?
Honestly, anywhere, just as wherever I can help the team, wherever the coaches feel comfortable having me, and wherever I can help out getting some RBIs.
Right. Luke, get back in here.
Rodrigo, just having a guy that has been so well, done so well in collegiate baseball, you know, as your brother, a lot of people don't get to play 4 years as he has. Have you seen him, you know, excel at the collegiate level? How has he inspired you not only to move to another country and to pursue that, but what impact has Gabe had on your life?
honestly, since we were little, we always practiced together, so he's always been my role model. I've always looked out for him. Whatever he does, I try to follow him. He's a great example. He's been a great guy for me, and he's gotten me where I wanted. So I'm excited to honestly be his brother and having him as a role model in my life.
Gabe, your mom, a lot of people may not know this, but she was she's an Olympic swimmer in, I believe, the 2004 games in Athens. So you guys being athletes, nothing new for the Montenegro family. But at the same token, how difficult are kind of help our listeners understand, you know, it is difficult to leave everything you know when you grow up in a different country in a different part of the world and you move to a new country. And you know, I'm sure there were struggles along the way. How did you to manage to get through that and become who you are today?
Yeah, it was very tough those first 4 years when we moved to Tampa for high school. It just, you know, it's different culture, different language. And, you know, it was a struggle to fit in, but we knew what we wanted. We knew that we wanted to play in college. So just having that dream really kept us through all those times. And, you know, it was just, you know, having our parents helping us out throughout the whole process. You know, it's always been amazing to have their support. So, you know, we're just happy that we got through all of that, and now we're going to be playing together in college.
And your parents, I know, are great support. I've had the privilege of sitting with them in a few situations during the last couple of years, Gabe. Your mom and dad are here pretty frequently watching you play baseball.
Yeah, so, yeah, like I mentioned, their support has been, you know, everything to us. And when we struggle, they've always been there to support us, and you know we're always going to be thankful for all their support.
I want to mention Debbie Carpenter and her husband Heath. I know they've become very close to your family, and I think your family actually stays with them sometimes when they're here. What has Debbie and Heath been meant to you as well, Gabe?
They've really been a great support for us. They really been like a family to us throughout this couple of years, and you know I really appreciate all their support too. You know they've been helping us with like different situations throughout the years. And, you know, my parents stay with them. So, we're always going to be thankful to have both of them.
Right. I know Luke may have something else for you, but before we go back to him, I want to ask you about this, Gabe. This got a lot of attention. Internet article, internet post came up, the day after the regional. And apparently a woman and her child from Oxford, Ole Miss fans, were coming through Hattiesburg to go to a church camp, bring the child to a church camp. This kid apparently recognized you in a restaurant here locally, Ed's Burger Joint, recognized you from the regional, approached you, and based on what his mother wrote, you were just beyond kind and supportive of the child. Can you tell us about that quickly?
Yes, sir. We were at Ed's eating, me and Kaylee, and... So we were just eating, and then he approached us, and you know asked me if I played for Southern Miss, and then we just started talking about baseball, and he mentioned how like he was trying, you know, he was like an Ole Miss fan, and I was, and he also played baseball. So we just started talking, and I really didn't think much of it. I was just, you know, he was very nice, and we were just talking about baseball.
Did you read the article his mother posted about you?
My parents sent me the article.
Yes, right. Sir. Well, it was really touching, and I think it spoke so well of you, of your character, the character of our baseball program in general, and you know, on behalf of everybody, I want to thank you for the way you handled that situation there that day. All right, Luke, you got anything else for these young men?
Yeah, I'm just excited by the fact we may have turned a young baseball fan from an Ole Miss Rebel to a Southern Miss Golden Eagle. I mean, that's always
that's exactly correct. That's always a blessing.
Good stuff. Rodrigo, here's a question, and we see so much quality baseball talent coming from Central America. What part of the Central American game have you brought to America, and how has the American game changed you at all, or is it just all baseball no matter where you go?
Honestly, baseball here in Guatemala is not that big. So moving to the United States developed my game a lot. And being able to bring our talent to now Southern Miss is just it's a blessing now, and I'm excited to help out the team.
So, last question for me. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Rodrigo. Go ahead.
Yeah, and then also the Spanish energy is just gonna be different because I have it in me, and I'm excited to bring you to Southern Miss.
We want it, and if you pimp walk your home runs like Danny Lynch, we may not say anything to you. Scott Barry will, so Gabe can school you up on that. But last question, this is for both of you guys, so whoever wants to jump in and then the other answer. Kind of what's your schedule? What are you doing this summer, and then when are you going to be back in Hattiesburg?
So my schedule this summer is just trying to get ready for Southern Miss, obviously practicing on the field, hitting the weight room and just getting ready to hit the ground running as soon as I get to Southern Miss.
Yeah, we're planning on returning around August, like before school starts, so we can like get everything in. We can like get him moved in. So around August we'll be coming back.
Well, good deal. Hey, listen, guys, I want you to thank your dad for me. He was instrumental in getting this set up with us today. We're very grateful to have you both on our show. Gabe, you know that you are a beloved figure in the world of Southern Miss baseball. And Rodrigo, we think you're going to become just that very quickly. And we're just looking forward to having both of you fine young men back on our baseball team. Thanks, guys, very much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, everybody. Gabe and Rodrigo Montenegro, just such high-class kids in this baseball program. And these are two great examples. We'll be back.
Southern Miss to the top.
Back on a Monday, Eagle Hour continues from the First Bank Studios in Hattiesburg. And Laurel, Luke Johnson, Bob Getty along with you on this Monday. Grateful to have joining us almost 1,200 miles away as the crow flies. Gabe and Rodrigo Montenegro. Gabe, of course, returning and confirmed what he had already put out on Instagram, but coming back, and then Rodrigo joining in his first year next year down in Guatemala this summer, but we'll be back in to Southern Miss at the beginning of August. Happy to have them on the show with us. If you missed that, you can always get the Eagle Hour on demand on Google Play, the iTunes podcast, Spotify, Stitcher, and then, of course, supertalk.fm, supertalkhattiesburg.com, supertalklaurel.com, and, of course, you can stream us live on there on your local Supertalk station. Also, Gabe Montenegro, a career 325 hitter. Closing in, he's got a chance next year to possibly break career runs, career walks. The average, if he has a normal year, he's going to finish above 320 as a career hitter, and that would just be extraordinary. If you're wondering what Rodrigo did this year for Western Oklahoma State College, I joked with Gabe because Rodrigo actually had a better batting average in 52 games. Rodrigo Montenegro, 348. Batting average, 39 RBIs, 45 runs, and he had four home runs. All that was in about 200 plate appearances. So appreciate the Montenegro brothers joining us in those first two segments. Kelly Sander joins us now. Before we get to Kelly, remind you the third segment brought to you every day by 4th Street Bar and Grill. College World Series going on in TD Ameritrade Stadium in Omaha, Nebraska. Mississippi State squeaks out a first-round victory yesterday. Two games going on today. Right now, Stanford in Arizona at it in an elimination game, and then Vanderbilt and NC State tonight. You can watch those games at 4th Street Bar and Grill. Sloppy Joe's on the menu this week also if you don't go with that famous $8.95 lunch. Kelly Sander, what's going on on your Monday?
Yeah, actually, Luke, the Montenegros, what you didn't mention is there's a couple of Chinese restaurants that want to get in on the act too, and the popularity of the Montenegros. So they're working on a new menu item called the Gabe Wonton Egg Rolls. So they're kind of taking the best of their wonton recipes, combining them with their egg rolls.
Bob, why did that third segment guest have to cancel today?
I don't know. That's what happens every time when we have to bring him on.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'll be here all week. Let me get you up to date on a little bit about a lot of things. Well, for the time being, it appears that Mike Bianco will not be the head baseball coach at LSU. He signed a 4-year extension with Ole Miss. Sources are saying that he did indeed interview with LSU officials last Thursday, but then pulled his name out of contention on Sunday. Usually what that means is he interviewed for it and didn't get the offer that he was looking for, so they pulled themselves out of contention. But anyway, Mike Bianco, now who's already been at Ole Miss 21 years, looks like they'll be there for at least another 4. NASCAR, the only sport that has an uptick in popularity among the American fan base today, has hired none other than New Orleans Saints running back Alvin Kamara as one of its directors of outreach and engagement. Alvin Kamara, of course, has a full-time job with the New Orleans Saints that I think probably pays him pretty well. But Kamara, also a NASCAR fan, said he's got some ideas that he will share with NASCAR as to how to develop fan bases with a more impactful fan base from all different walks of life in America. Alvin Kamara, when he's not playing for the Saints, will be working for NASCAR, believe it or not. Southern Miss ranked number 1 in the Southeast, number 3 in the United States, in accordance to the way they support and serve military and their families. That was released today by a military publication who 2 years ago had Southern Miss ranked as 9th. But now Southern Miss ranked number 1 in the Southeast, number 3 in the USA, as far as the way they support and serve military families. And I know that's a subject near and dear to your heart, Bob. Well, all of us indeed, but right, you in particular. The military relationship with Southern Miss has been great. We've seen that at different tailgating events that we've been out there. And the biggest news headline today, you guys, of course, comes out of the Supreme Court, where in a unanimous ruling, the Supreme Court ruled that the NCAA cannot limit college athletes' ability to make money on top of what they are given in scholarships, that they can control their own likenesses and things of that nature. Furthermore, the NCAA ruled that schools can go beyond just giving them scholarships while they are there, including giving athletes money to finish their degrees at other schools when their athletic ability has run out, eligibility. And they can also pay for internships for those athletes to stick around and get graduate degrees if they want. Now, the ruling goes on to say that each conference can make its own rules, and as a conference, they could limit the number of benefits and types of benefits that athletes get. But the feeling is that very few conferences, if any, will limit athletes because it would give conferences advantage if these athletes go to where their ability to make money besides their scholarships is unlimited. So, yeah, that would make sense as to why would a conference limit itself when their rival conference will say, come over here and you can make as much as you want. Even though in a free market society and in a supply and demand world, that's a good ruling, I think this is just totally going to be now professional sports. I mean, there's going to be all kinds of car giving and money giving. Right. And
Kelly, don't you think what it's going to do is go separate the Power Five and the Group of Five even more now?
Yes, because obviously they've got more resources.
Right.
And we talked last week, and go back to the Bianco story. We talked about, you know, when everybody thinks, oh, LSU is so great. And look, no disputing the tradition of LSU, but we also mentioned that Ole Miss, you know, commits the fifth highest amount of money to its baseball program, and don't think that that wasn't discussed, you know, with the Ole Miss officials and the LSU officials at the time. So, like everything, Bob, it comes down to money. But now the NCAA, with losing this ruling today, it's pretty much going to be all gloves off in financially every school for themselves.
Interested to hear your thought about that, Luke. From the outside looking in, a guy that didn't play D1 sports, it just seems to me that it does just what Kelly said. It turns college athletics, particularly on the Power 5 level, into professional sports almost, and destroys a lot of what we've become accustomed to in college athletics. But you may have a different take.
Well, you know, there was actually a class action suit, and I think Ed O'Bannon, who's a former NCAA basketball player for UCLA, he pushed it. And, I mean, back in the day, they would take – you would know our height, you would know our weight on these video games that EA Sports produced, and everybody knew it was us, but it was just our number. And then, you know, I never got, you know, mad about the fact that I was on those, and, you know, EA was making tons of money. Of course, I obviously wasn't ever a Heisman finalist, and there wouldn't have been that much money made on a punter. But, you know, nevertheless, that is our likeness and image. So I think what gets lost in the conversation is how much athletes do actually have and what they get. And, you know, there's lots of guys on our team because, you know, their family situation wasn't the greatest, and perhaps their family couldn't support them like some others could. They got Pell Grants. And I remember we had one guy, he got his Pell Grant money, and, you know, it was, you know, $2,000-$3,000. He went and bought an Explorer at a used car lot and got him a car, and he didn't have anything to drive. So, I mean, he used it, and, you know, more power to him. I think that gets lost sometimes in the conversation. But I get where it's coming from, simply because everybody is making money off of the product except the people who are supplying the product. But I'm still kind of an old homer in this. I think there's a reason we're getting paid. We're getting our education paid. We're getting our dorm paid. We're getting our books paid. We're getting our food paid. And because of other things, we do get, you know, other benefits. I think that has in some ways been overshadowed, but I don't stand here and accuse those that are wanting athletes to profit. You know, I don't say they're wrong in doing that. I just do think, though, that you're going to – I think ultimately where this goes, y'all, I think Power 5, and I don't know how quickly this will have, but they're just going to basically become a semi-professional feeder league. And there's going to come a point where Power 5 doesn't need the NCAA anymore. And that's why, to Kelly's point, I think this is a huge defeat for the NCAA, because the NCAA can't stonewall this anymore, and the NCAA needs the Power 5 a whole lot more than what the Power 5 needs the NCAA.
Here's the other thing. I don't know how much time we have before the break, but when you allow athletes to make as much as they want to make, see, one of the things that people love about college football consistently in polling is its purity, and you even have to kind of put that in air quotes nowadays, but the purity of it, the right tackle scholarship-wise is making the exact same thing as the quarterback is making. Who's making the exact same thing the wide receiver or the safety is making? Everybody, you know, is on a level playing field as how much they are being given as far as a scholarship goes. Well, now, this is completely out the window. The stud quarterback can make a whole ton of money, and his offensive line make nothing, you know, all because of notoriety. And I can't help but think that in some locker rooms, that could be a problem.
All right.
It might be. Bob, here's the other issue nobody's talking about. They ain't telling that 21-year-old how much taxes he's going to have to pay because of his name, image, and likeness and the money he gets paid. They need to have that conversation,
They'll
too.
Quickly become Republicans once they learn that. We'll be back.
Tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
final segment on this Monday brought to you by D-Bat, D1 Training. They're on Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. 8 batting cages, softball and baseball machines in each cage. A specialty cage with a computer hooked up to it, show you where you hit the ball. In all the cages, you can focus on hitting high, low, middle of the plate. You can focus on fastballs, off speed. You can do that with baseball and softball. It's all there at D-Bat, and then right next door, the best training of your life. You can get into shape at D1 Training. If they made Luke Johnson run a 5.240, they can change your life as well. D-Bat D1, located in Hattiesburg. College World Series game going on right now. Elimination. Middle of the third. Stanford ahead of fellow Pac-12 team Arizona. 3-0 it is. And the reason they're playing the elimination game was on Saturday, NC State defeated Stanford 10-4. Vanderbilt beat Arizona in 12 innings, 7-6. And so Stanford, Arizona, one of those teams will go home today. The nightcap tonight, Leiter is pitching for Vanderbilt. They take on NC State. That game is at 6 Central. And then yesterday, Virginia upsetting Tennessee 6-0. And then Mississippi State with an outstanding performance from Will Bednar. 15 strikeouts, defeated Texas 2-1. And so tomorrow, Tennessee and Texas in an elimination game at 1. Virginia, Mississippi State tomorrow night at 6. I've already said it. I got a cousin that follows the Cavaliers from Virginia. And it's not just because they're playing Mississippi State. I am on the Virginia bandwagon. Go Hoos. I am mesmerized with their closer. He is someone that it looks like a small version of the Hulk walking around on the mound. He's in love with Dippin' Dots. He's a legend personality at age 21. Steven Skosh, I think that's how you say his name. So I am on the Virginia bandwagon. I have been since the Supers. They'll be playing Mississippi State tomorrow night. Couple more news and notes real quick, Kelly. So Hunter Stanley named third team All-American today by the American Baseball Coaches Association. And then we got several baseball players playing across the country in the summer right now. Walker Powell and Gabe Shepard are playing in the MLB Draft League. And then Reed Trimble, Danny Lynch, Carson Pato, and Blake Wehunt are playing in Gainesville, Georgia for the Gainesville Braves. And a few more guys. It's all up at southernmiss.com. Kelly.
Well, I was just going to say, if you think that performance last night by that Mississippi State pitcher was good, I can do exactly two better than that, because this past weekend at a local watering hole, I struck out 17 times. So I think I should be applauded.
Who is our guest for a fourth segment today, Bob?
I'm working on one right now, Luke.
Hey, you got to give me an A for effort, guys. You know? So, hey, one other thing. Will Hall in the list of quote-unquote best hires for the upcoming season. Will Hall is in the top 6 of all the college coaches who were hired. It was an independent article that one of the nationwide writers wrote, but really likes the enthusiasm and attitude that Will Hall has brought to Southern Miss, was listed ahead of guys like even Gus Malzahn at Central Florida. So there is kind of a changing of the guard going on now with a lot of these schools going with younger coaches. Blake Anderson was also in that survey and in that article. He was ranked as the 8th best hire as he goes from Arkansas State to Utah State. One of the lower guys on the totem pole, though, was Butch Jones, who was hired to go to Arkansas State to replace the guy that went to Utah State.
I'm Blake Anderson.
Thank you, Blake Anderson. Yeah. So, anyway.
Still having some effects from that weekend, huh, Kelly?
I'm struggling, Bob.
One thing, too, Kelly, we should mention, Sam Stewart, originally from Hattiesburg, went to Auburn and then transferred to Texas. Literally making some waves in the Olympics, Olympic trials.
Yeah, he's a breaststroker on the swim team and the USA trials. I didn't realize, and you know, I'm not as up to date on like the qualifying and things like that as much as I am your regular fan watching the Olympics. But the qualifications for these teams, you would think, would take place much sooner than the Olympics. But there are some Olympic teams in the U.S. that haven't even been assembled yet. And the Olympics, if they go on as scheduled in Tokyo, begin July 23rd. So that's almost right at a month away. So they assembled these teams late to head over to Tokyo. But good for Sam.
We don't have time now, but I was just reading an article on OutKick that a transgender female weightlifter has made the Olympic team. And so we have to talk about that later in the week, Kelly. I just think that that's in a sense a fascinating discussion. But what does that mean for athletics?
Even the first time that this athlete has participated. This athlete did take part in the Olympics 8 years ago as the other gender.
Is that right?
Yeah.
How about that? We'll try to pick that conversation up later in the week. I want to thank the Montenegro brothers. Already a lot of reaction on social media about Gabe announcing he'll be back on the Eagle Hour. And we really appreciate the guys for taking the time to talk to us from so far away. Don't forget Tyrone Nix on the show Thursday. We're going to have a good week here on the Eagle Hour. We hope you'll be with us every day. Until next time, Southern Miss.
To the top. Slipping. Into the future. I wanna fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle till I'm free. Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.